1027 Breakfast.
Right now, though, Hot 1027 and Reverend Shona is here. And Justin's given us a really, really nice music bed for you, Reverend Shona.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
It's really nice. It's his Reverend Shona new. It's upbeat. Is this for 2025?
Correct.
The new vibe?
Yeah. Absolutely. New vibe.
Mm.
With positive attitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I'm going to be chatting about today.
Yeah.
So last night, Lloyd surprised me and we went out for dinner.
Nice.
And we happened to find friends there. Very unexpectedly, and their little child.
What were you surprised at? Lloyd taking you out for dinner or that he has friends?
He has plenty of friends. I was surprised he took me out to dinner.
Okay.
And their little daughter, who is in junior primary, so I want to stress she's a very young person.
Yeah.
Comes up to chat to us and she brings this purple teddy bear, whose name is Dave.
Cute.
And Squishy. I think she called him Squishy because you can squish him.
Oh.
So I said, is he a Christmas present? And she said, no, a birthday present. I said, when was your birthday? Knowing now that we've definitely missed it. So she tells us it's in January. And I said, I'm so, so sorry we missed your birthday.
Yeah.
And this is what really blew me away. Her words were, don't worry, you can remember next year.
Aww.
I mean, how amazing is that for positive attitude?
Absolutely.
So Bailey, happy birthday for January.
Happy
sorry
birthday.
We missed it. But I've got a few questions as we look at attitude. And can we change our attitude and how important is it?
Yeah.
Do you set an alarm at night so that you wake up in the morning? Do you have plans for the future? Maybe even big plans. How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? How do you feel on the first day of the week back at work? For Pat and I, that's not a Monday, just by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a first day of the week.
Yeah.
How do you feel about holidays? How do you feel about your partner or spouse getting stuck in traffic? All of these questions are related to attitude. By setting the alarm, you're pretty certain you're going to wake up tomorrow. You have hope and trust, but are you grateful and filled with joy when you wake up? Do you groan, press the snooze button, wish you didn't wake up and have to go to work? How we wake up actually sets the tone for the entire day. Are we excited about work? Grateful we have work? Speak to someone who's looking for work. Our attitude might shift a bit. Are we grumpy about the traffic or grateful we have a car? Do we spend our days wishing them away and waiting for holidays, or are we living? Are we grateful to have someone in our lives to share life with? Ask someone who's lonely. It may change our attitude. It's all about choice and attitudes. And absolutely, attitude is important, and changing perspective will change our attitude. Maintaining a positive attitude has been shown throughout our personal and professional life helps us find healthy coping mechanisms for stresses and challenges. It helps us overcome obstacles more easily, find opportunities to express gratitude, design actionable paths towards achieving our dreams. Impacts, and this is what's important, it impacts on our physical, emotional, spiritual, and intellectual being for the better. And I think we know that. Pat's one of the most positive people I know. Our outlook attitude greatly impacts our health, our social life, earning potential, productivity, ability to overcome obstacles. These are just a few of the things. And the more positive we are, the easier it becomes to be positive. As a teacher, I just have to share this quickly for those who don't like maths. I taught maths and science. Children, even if they were gifted in maths, if they had a negative attitude towards it, battled. Children who were less gifted but had a positive attitude did better. I saw it for myself. A positive attitude makes a massive difference and helps us achieve far better. And to end, just for fun, an 8-year-old wrote on his shirt, I'm sweet 16 with 64 years experience. For
brilliant.
Me, that is a brilliant attitude.
That's so good.
So let's go out with a positive attitude today and have a great day.
Yes, yes, that was so good. Shona always leaves me inspired. What about you, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a good Thursday now.
A good Thursday, a good rest of your week. And then, of course, Shona's back on Sunday between 6 and 6:30. You know that. Yeah, you know that.
Thank you, Rev. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.